distinguished ambassador for his response and also the kind words addressed to me. In this situation, I propose that we keep this agenda item open and return to it at a later stage of our proceedings today or tomorrow. I would encourage the group to complete its internal discussions at the earliest possible time, as the Bureau, which consists of the chairman and the two vice chairmen, is responsible for handling technical and other matters in the period before the review conference. May I take it that state parties agree to proceed along those lines? Thank you very much. I will say it later. So should we move to? So under these circumstances, we move to agenda item 3. Our next task is to adopt our agenda. A provisional agenda for the preparatory committee has been issued in all official languages as document bwc.conf.roman8/pc/1, dated 15 February 2016. I hope all delegations have a copy of this document and have had a chance to examine it. As I have explained informally to the regional groups, the provisional agenda is largely identical to the agenda of the preparatory committee of the last review conference. The procedural elements are straightforward and functional. However, in accordance with the decision of the MSP in December, we have added two new items, namely item 5, entitled General Exchange of Views, and item 7, Comprehensive Consideration of All Provisions of the Convention. The provisional agenda has been available for more than 2 months, so may I take it that the preparatory committee agrees to adopt as contained in the above mentioned document. Should I? It is so decided. Now we move to agenda item 4, organization of the work of the preparatory committee. Before we consider the individual sub-items one by one, I would just like to explain in a little more detail how I suggest we manage our business now that the agenda is settled. The decision of the MSP last December gives us some guidance in this respect by specifying that we should consider item 5 and 6 at this meeting, and that we should consider item 7 in August. I would therefore suggest the following overall approach. At this meeting, we address agenda items 1 through to 6, and we have already started to make good progress in this regard. With regard to agenda item 5 and 6, as suggested in my letter to state parties, I propose that we have an initial consideration of these items at this meeting and then return to them again in August. I would imagine, for example, that state parties may develop more proposals following this meeting and may want to present them at the August meeting. Therefore, we will soon move to agenda item 5, under which I would encourage you to present concrete ideas for consideration later this year and to share your views and priorities regarding the outcome of the review conference. We will then consider the procedure arrangements for the review conference itself under agenda item 6, with the proviso, as I have already mentioned, that we will return to it in August again. If time permits at this meeting, and if you agree, we would address the remaining procedural issues, items 8 and 9 of our agenda as well. If these suggestions are acceptable, I propose that we move on to the detail of agenda item 4. Thank you for your cooperation. Under this agenda item, we have to attend to some housekeeping matters. First, I would like to turn to sub-item 4A, the method of decision making. Traditionally, preparatory committees for the BWC review conferences have taken their decisions by consensus. May I take it that in keeping with this practice, the preparatory committee decides to take its decision by consensus? It is so decided. Thank you. Moving now to sub-item 4B, languages. May I take it that the preparatory committee decides to use the 6 official languages of the United Nations, namely Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Russian, and Spanish, as its official languages? It is so decided. Thank you. Sub-item 4C, participation of non-state parties, is slightly more complicated as there are several kinds of non-state parties. I will deal with them one at a time. First are the signatory states, that is states, which have signed but not yet ratified the convention. I have received no notification from signatories to participate in the preparatory committee so far. In keeping with the usual practice, I hope we don't need this. However, if such requests are received during this meeting, I will immediately inform the preparatory committee. It is so decided. Thank you. Next, we have states which have neither signed nor ratified the convention. I have received a request from one such state, Israel, to attend meetings of the preparatory committee as an observer. May I take it that the committee agrees to this request? It is so decided. I recognize the distinguished ambassador of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Sorry.